Lord is doing many wonderful things amongst us here. We are congregating together virtually online to pray and study His Word. I pray that God will continue to bless us because we have put Him first in everything we do. God bless you. Please share your testimonies here if these messages are blessing you. And don't forget to also share with others. Remain blessed.
Faith in action. I will act upon my word. When I put my faith in action, God will act upon His word. Amen. Being a father, I try to honor my word to my children. So whenever I ask my kids to do things, they would always measure me by my word. Daddy, do you promise? Would you do it? If I do it, would you do it? God has a covenant with us as His children. And His covenant is seen in His word. And tonight, we're going to unravel some of the covenant God had with His people. And I want you to put yourself into the analogy of these wonderful people who walk in faith. But before then, I would like to ask a question. Have you ever met someone who talks about faith but never lives it out? Or have you ever found yourself believing in God's promises but hesitating to take action? Friend, faith is not just about what we believe. I want you to write it down. Faith is not just about what we believe. Then I'm sure you are wondering, then what is faith? Faith is about what we do with that belief. Amen.
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 So the question to you this evening is, are you acting upon your faith or is it just words? Let's explore how faith can move simply into our actions. I would like to start with a story in the Bible. When the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, a man called Peter said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus told Peter, "Yes, it's me. So Peter, come." And as Peter was stepping out of the boat, something happened. Peter started thinking that everybody knows me in Comte 4, near Nabita. Everybody knows that at least I'm just a cool guy who lives in Nabita Clinic area. And all of a sudden, they have seen me walking on the sea toward Jesus. My goodness, people are going to be so proud of me. So the focus was not on Jesus. The focus was now about Peter being known very well at Nabita Clinic in Comte 4. So suddenly, Peter started drawing down into the sea. You got a picture here? So the emphasis was not now on Jesus. Peter was thinking about how people were going to feel wonderful about him. So Peter started drawing into the sea. Friend, as long as we keep our eyes on Jesus, we too can walk on the water. Will somebody say amen?
Amen.
But when Peter focused on the wind and the waves and his own popularity, he began to sink. So Jesus reached out and saved him, saying, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" So what are the lessons that we are learning here? The lesson that we're learning here is faith requires action. Shall we say it together? Faith requires action. Peter believed, but he had to step out of the boat to experience the miraculous. Peter believed that Jesus was the one who was walking on the sea. But when Jesus said, "Come," he got out of the boat and started walking as Jesus commanded him. Likewise, our faith must move action. Amen.
Amen.
I want to remind you again, faith is more than just words. Tell somebody, faith is just more than words. So faith is a lifestyle of obedience. And I want you to believe that faith is a lifestyle of what? Obedience. Not only obedience, faith is a lifestyle of trust. And faith is a lifestyle of putting your faith into action. So three things. Faith is a lifestyle of what? Obedience. Faith is a lifestyle of trust. And faith is a lifestyle of what? Action. Because faith without works is dead. Many people claim they have faith. But true faith is demonstrated through your deeds. The Bible makes it clear that faith without works is dead. That means that if you truly believe in God, our actions must reflect on our belief. Today, we will explore what it means to put our faith into action and commit living out what we confess with our mouth. The Bible says, in the beginning, God said, let there be light. That was God putting his faith into action. And suddenly, there was what? Light. Faith without works is lifeless. According to James chapter 2, verse 17, you want to write that down. James chapter 2, verse 17 reminds us of that faith without works is dead. It's just a verbal confession of faith. And by confessing it alone, it's not enough. True faith is active, not passive. And did you hear what I just said? True faith is active, not being passive. A person who prays for the hungry but refuses to feed them lack true faith. Because if someone says, I believe this chair can hold me, but refuses to sit on it, do not really believe. Does it make sense? Faith is not just about words. It must be lived out daily. I know you have a couch in your house. I know somehow you have a bed in your bedroom. But the bed has not given you a reason to doubt that when you sleep on this bed, you will fall down. So each night that you go and sleep in the bed, you don't go under the bed to see whether the bolts are screwed well. The couch that you have in your living room has not given you a reason that it's falling apart. So each time you sit on it, you sit with confidence. Do you believe that?
Yes, yes.
That is how faith is. Faith is taking God by his word and believing that because God has said it, it is true. Throughout the Bible, we see that those who had faith had also acted upon it. Now, we want to talk about a man called Abraham. His first name initially was called Abram. Abraham was childless, but God has promised him that he was going to be father of many nations. And this has never come through yet. And he started declaring himself father of many nations. So yende hin abrebuima njobi bakade benyin sadwe enweda eso efrohu de ye father of many nations. God had said it. But Abraham believed in what God has said it. So he started calling himself father of many nations. He believed God and demonstrated his faith by obeying God. You remember, I told you, faith is a lifestyle, right? Of number one, obedience. Number two, of trust. And number three, of what?
Action.
So Abraham was demonstrating. When God told him in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 to 18, God told him, when God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac, it must have seemed confusing and heartbreaking to Abraham. But yet, Abraham trusted God completely. He didn't say, God, you are doing me something that I can't even believe. I struggled to have this young man, and now you are taking this young man for me. Abraham believed in God. Abraham trusted God completely and obeyed without hesitation. Just as he was about to sacrifice Isaac, guess what? God provided a ram as a substitute. I'm not too sure how long you have been waiting. I'm not too sure what you are going through. I don't even want to know because I have not finished dealing with my own situation. But I want to encourage you tonight that God is telling us that there are three principles. Number one, faith is a lifestyle. Faith is a trust. Faith is something that we have to act upon it. It's action. Another man I want to talk about is a man called Noah. God told him to build an ark as an act of faith. When God commanded him to build an ark to prepare for a flood, something ahead of it that in those days would ever happen. But Noah believed and obeyed. And even when others mocked him, he followed God's instructions exactly. Do you follow God's instructions? Or you do it when it's convenient for you? Watch it. A time is coming when you would have not the opportunity to hear what you're hearing, but you would only live by what you know. How much do you know about the word? How much have you saved? How much can you stand on? How often can you quote scripture without looking into the Bible? Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. Now I want to talk about the woman with the issue of blood. She has seen many physicians. She has struggled in life. She had an issue of blood for several years. Ladies, tell me, when you go through your monthly thing, how easy it is, and for you to go through years struggling to find a solution. Blood represents life. When you lose blood, that means you're losing what? Life. Right. This woman was losing life. Life. Every day, constantly. He has seen specialists in Tema General Hospital. He has gone to Accra. He has gone to Okonfanachi. He has come to United States of America, come to Ohio State University. She has been to many places, but no one had helped her. She kind of thought that, you know, somehow, I believe what I have seen with my eyes, and I have come to a conclusion that by special means, if I'm able to touch the hem of this man's garment, not even talking to him, I might receive my healing. Somebody, listen to me tonight. Receive your healing even now. Receive your touch even now. Because faith cometh by hearing, and by hearing the word of God. This woman managed, went through, struggled without everybody not seeing this woman. She managed and said, my goodness, I don't want to be cut, but I will go. I will try. I will try. And finally, she was able to touch the garment of Jesus. And all of a sudden, she received her healing. And Jesus, knowing who he was, said, virtue had come out of me. Somebody touched me. And the disciples were so close to Jesus, said to themselves, oh my goodness, Jesus, what diabo? It is becoming too much. What are you talking about? We are so close to you. We are touching you everywhere. And Jesus told them, you are touching me with an empty touch. You are touching me with empty touch. But somebody who meant what to touch me about has received their healing. And this woman, for fear of losing her healing, said, Master, it is I that I touch you. And Jesus said, woman, your faith has healed you. Beloved,
amen.
She acted on her faith by pressing through the crowd. Each of these individuals have faith, but their faith was validated by their own actions. I'm telling you, if your faith is not validated, you will not receive anything from God. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. Ways to put faith into action. Number one, walk in obedience. Obedience to the word of God. Serve God by serving others. I tell you, I would do you more money right away. But General Hospital Jensen I was naked, but you did not clothe me. I was hungry, and you never fed me. This is all about what David Rex's urgent ministry about is helping people to make a difference in people's life. Do you want to wait for Jesus to become a guest in your home before you tell him that I will take you to Papa, yeah, and get you some nice food to eat? Much as you did for others, you did it for me. Trust God in difficult times. I know somebody somehow tonight is going through a tough time. But I want to tell you, don't trust me. Don't trust my word. But trust God that no matter how difficult your situation is, God will come through for you. He will come through for you. He will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will turn things around and you will say to yourself, oh my God, you are a wonderful God.
Amen.
Faith in action. As believers, we must not only say we have faith, but we must act upon it. I will trust God with all my circumstances. I will walk in obedience to his word. I will serve others with love and compassion. I will demonstrate my faith by my works. Faith in action is a testimony to the world that God is in control in my life. My final word to you, friend. Faith is not just something we say. It is something we do. I said, faith is not what we say, something that we say. It is something that we do. Can we all say it together? Faith is not just something we say.
Not just something
we say. It is something we live out by doing it. So, if you believe God is real, there are three steps I'm giving you tonight. Number one, step out and take this coming week by faith. Number two, be obedient to the word of God. And number three, live out faith, because God is no respecter of persons. For those who put their trust in him, he will never disappoint them. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in him and he will act. So faith by itself does not have works. It is dead. In the name of the Father and the Son of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
In a world craving compassion and unity, a new ministry rises, an oasis of hope and inspiration. Introducing DRO Ministries, a nonprofit organization dedicated to serving communities and fostering spiritual growth. Through diverse initiatives, DRO Ministries empowers individuals, addresses core needs, and promotes compassion and unity. Together, we can make a difference, uniting hearts, spreading love, and building a better world.